Chapter 4. The dining room had the same subdued atmosphere as the evening before. At the edge of the soft light of the two oil lamps, the Virgin of Guadalupe held her benign pose on the wall, and beyond the suffused glow, the pale, smallish parrot gave an occasional cluck and shifted its position. Devon didn't hurry with his meal, which consisted of rice, beans, and boiled stringy beef with red chili. He told himself again that this was what he had come for, to take things in slowly, appreciate them, and let the effects settle in. After a day in the sunlight and dry air, and then a wash basin of warm water, his face felt clean and tight. He had drunk over a quart of water, and that effect, too, was taking its time to sink in. He wasn't thirsty, but as often happened when he went on a long horseback or carriage ride, he felt like satisfying himself with a beer. Even that was a deliberate idea. It was an odd sensation, he thought, to feel as if he was being restored when he hadn't been through any major ordeals to exhaust him. He had known men who, after a rigorous course of study, or a prolonged business failure, or a disastrous love affair, had felt the need to go away and stare at a lake, hover on the edge of the company of women, or enlist in a war. From the time he had set out on this venture, he knew he wasn't putting anything behind him or nursing any sorrows that carried him along. Yet he felt he was like those men and that he needed to push himself out of his torpid state. Coming to this insular world was as good an idea as any other, and better than going to sit in sidewalk cafes in foreign cities. But he wondered if he was attuned. The church ruins were interesting, but hadn't called up any spark. Petra was young and pretty, but on both occasions, he felt as if he were talking to her through a thick plate of glass. He tore off a third of a corn tortilla, curled it, and picked up a bite of meat and beans. Now that he thought of it, there'd been a couple of things that had awakened some feeling. One was the solitude, the lovely sadness, as Petra had put it, of being alone in the vast openness where so many people and things had passed into eternity. The other was the thought, or speculation, of what Amelia might have been like just 10 years earlier, when she was the age he was now, and of what might have caused her to take on the haunted look.